Blog Talk Radio.
But Job answered and said, "Hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolations. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man? And if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me and be astonished, and lay your hand upon my mouth. Even when I remember, I am afraid, and trembling taketh hold on my flesh. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power? Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of Elohim upon them. Their bull gendereth, meaning the proper gender, whether it be male or female, are born, and faileth not. Their cow calveth, and casteth not her calf. They give birth to their young." This is their cattle now. "They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the timbrel and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ." Turn your television on every so-called SUNDAY day and watch these big, large pipe organs and stuff that are being played in these churches, what, that are just filled with capacity, many of them, with our enemies and oppressors. "They spend their days in wealth," look at this, "and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore, they say unto Elohim, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways." See, they're not even including the true and living. Almighty Elohim Yahweh in any of their so-called worship, they don't even acknowledge him. They are all a race of what you call atheists. They never have believed in him. They don't believe in nobody but themselves and never will believe in him. "What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him?" This is what the wicked say now. These same ones who beat Christianity into our ancestors and still have our people running after this very vile and wicked religion unto this very day. "Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me." The counsel now of the wicked is far from me. "How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? And how oft cometh their destruction upon them? Elohim distributeth sorrows in his anger. They are as stubble before the wind and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. Elohim layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure hath he in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? Shall any teach Elohim knowledge, seeing he judges those things that are high?" Hallelujah. "One dieth in his full strength, being holy, at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the storms shall cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts, and the devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. For ye say, where is the house of the prince, and where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way? And do ye not know their tokens, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction? They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face, and who shall repay him what he hath done?" Hallelujah. "Yet shall he be brought to the grave and shall remain in the tomb. Yet shall he be brought to the grave and shall remain in the womb." There is no resurrection of the wicked. Once they are dead, they are done. They are done away with forever. "The clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, as there are innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answers there remaineth falsehood. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever and forever. I am Yerimi Yahu ben Yisrael. These are the words of the Most High Yah as recorded in Job, the book called Job, chapter 21, in its entirety. My beloved brothers and sisters, and people of the nations, people of the nations, it gives us a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you in another episode in the Knowledge Tree. We're sort of hanging out in the big studio today, and since I had the mics and things set up, I just decided to just go after it and just go ahead and record it to the big boom mic, through the big boom mic, you know, so to speak. So if my voice is booming a little bit or it has sort of like a different touch and flavor upon it, just know what I'm doing. And I am committed to bringing you the best of the best in sound and everything. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, here recently, you notice that the gay homosexual, I ain't gonna call it all that, the sissy preacher, Bishop Eddie Long, was recently on the Steve Harvey show. Yes, he recently appeared on Steve Harvey, I guess, to kind of settle some things or to, you know, to deal with these things that hit him back in the day, back in 2009 and, you know, really before then when stuff really started hitting the fan, because a lot of people knew of his vile and wicked behaviors and attitudes and his, quote, homosexuality, now his sissyality, even back then. And we're trying to inform people that, no, hey, something's not right with this brother. Something's not right with this man right here, with this person. So he recently, last week, he made an appearance on the Steve Harvey show. And, of course, you know how the Illuminati works. Here we go, Steve Harvey, one of the biggest Illuminati sellouts out there. Yes, he's amongst them. There are several, many of them. But he is one of the top Illuminati sellouts who gave this man airtime. Now this man, everybody know what he is, what he's done and what he's into and what he's still doing, even though he has supposedly come back and, you know, supposed to be the new him and this, and now he has a book that he wants to sell. So what is the best way to try to move your media and your mediums of media through the media except by what? Live appearances. Because you want to try to validate the things that you are doing and the things that you are trying to sell and trying to further what? Deceive people. So it was given airtime. And even though some of that mess that went on back then, and it's still going on, yes, it is, he didn't stop. Once a faggot, always a faggot. Yes, I said it. I said it. I said it. Y'all go ahead and make sure y'all record this and take it down and make sure that it is sealed in your archives. I'm not necessarily talking about Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking about the ones who I know listen in, the government agencies or whatever, whatever. Yes, I say this boldly, without fear, favor, or compromise, because, hallelujah, I have the Most High Yah on my side. Hallelujah. I am his man. I am the Most High Son, one of his sons. Okay? Hallelujah. Chosen for this dispensation of time. Chosen to bust and break up and expose this wickedness, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as he allow me to, because I am under the orders of only one. Only one. And that's the Most High Yah. I have ceased from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Yes, love my brothers and sisters. I love people and everything, but people don't run me. No, they don't tell me what to do. They don't tell me how to do me. Hallelujah. My orders come from on high, and it is through his word. Let's be clear about that. Well, we're going to listen in, and you know how we do things. This is one of those dialogue. This is listen and then respond type nights. We're going to listen to portions of this interview. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. That was carried out by the bitch up. And then we're going to come in from time to time and respond to certain things and certain remarks and certain things that we are just cognizant of and things that we are listening out for. So we're going to go and get into this real, real soon. We're going to go ahead and do this now. And we're going to start and try to get in as much as we can. Hallelujah. And we just pray that the Most High Yah has his way. I'm Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. We will return momentarily.
Today, folks, is going to be a tough one. Today, I'm sitting down to do an interview that for months I wasn't sure if I should or I could do. Whether you know my first guest story or not, you'll understand why it's such a struggle for me in just a moment. Let's take a look. In 1987, Bishop Eddie Long became the pastor of Georgia's New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Since that time, Bishop Long took what was a small congregation of 300 members and through his passionate ministry and strong connection to the community, transformed the parish into a bona fide megachurch that once boasted more than 25,000 regular worshipers. But in 2010, Bishop Long's path was rocked by controversy. Several lawsuits alleging the bishop used his influence to coerce a number of the church's underage boys into sexual relationships. Throughout the process, Long has denied the allegations through attorneys and spokesmen, and all of the lawsuits have since been settled out of court.
I am not the man that's being betrayed on the television.
But the fallout has been epic. There have been calls for his resignation. Parishioners have left in droves. The church's Christian academy closed. His marriage was publicly strained, and the bishop even admitted contemplating suicide.
At a moment, I wanted to kill myself.
Bishop Long is the author of several books, including his latest, The Untold Story, a story of adversity, pain, and resilience. Bishop Eddie Long is joining us today in his first public interview discussing his side of this story.
All right, for the most part, we can already see where this is heading to and where it is going. This is about selling a book. We don't mean to try to jump to conclusions or get to the point rapidly or even try to rush ahead of what you all are seeing, what you're feeling, and what you're hearing. Well, our brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we just want to stay heads up on this because I'm telling you, this is going to get real, real funky. Notice, before the interview even starts, Steve Harvey announces a number of books that have been written by the bitch up. And now, here we go with Hallelujah, the interview of the bitch up, and asking him certain things, and you're going to see as this progresses, or we're going to try to play as much of it as we can tonight. We may continue this one. I don't know. We'll see where this is going, okay? But you will see that this is about selling his newest, and I'm not even giving him a plug. I'm not giving him any advertisement whatsoever. But he has a new book out called The Untold Story. And you know what he seeks to do? He seeks to do what most of the greedy, grabbing, grumbling preachers and pastors, as they call themselves, are doing in this dispensation of time. That is to get every nickel, penny, nickel, dime out of you that they can, but at the same time conceding to the gay agenda as set forth into what? The gay agenda that has been in existence since way back in the 70s, all the way up through the 80s and 90s. They've been preparing to get this thing going, this faggot, bootlegger, homosexual, lesbian, all these other damn different names they got. They're referring to this wicked and vile lifestyle as. My beloved brother and sister, their agenda has been to bring this in. And look at the most popular medium. Through what? Church and religion. Yes. Because all of your so-called big mega preachers, the wicked, evil devils who will be dealt with by the Most High Yahweh soon and very soon, hallelujah, to bring down this wickedness and this evil stuff that they are doing here amongst our people, robbing them of all their little money that they have and everything, and at the same time pumping men and young boys in the rear end. Yes, and then lying and sleeping with the sisters and getting the AIDS and stuff all up in them, and then they bringing it back, giving it up. It's all messed up, but guess what? Well, you don't have to guess on this. I know for a surety, for certainty, that the Most High Yah is going to intervene, and he's going to put an end to this vile wickedness once and for all, and it's going to be a sealed deal forever, and I do mean forever. Now, the question is, how long is forever? My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, get ready. Get ready, get ready, as we continue now at watching how the bitch up is instrumental in trying to get his new book sold, The Untold Story. And we're not giving him no advertisement, like I said, just making you aware of the title of the mess that he intends to add to the billions of dollars that he already has. Yes, I did say billions with a B. Hell, if not trillions, it would not surprise me. because these preachers are rich, 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 rich. See, they don't just do localized business. They do business all over the planet. Let's get into the meat a little bit of what this mess is all about. I'm Irem Yahoo Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, home blog, talk radio.
Please welcome Bishop Eddie Long. Bishop Long,
thank you, sir.
You know, what makes this tough for me is because this is a guy that I love. His church was the first church that I went to when I moved my family to Atlanta. You've helped me in my personal life when I was fighting so desperately to get my son. I think the work that you've done in the community has been just stellar. So the tough part is because I guess I'm human like so many other people, you know. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around allegations like this. I wanted to do this interview so people get a chance to hear from you. And you haven't spoken to the media since the allegation surfaced in 2010. Why now?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be here, and I thank you for this opportunity to speak. And the reason I'm speaking, it's been 5 years, and I'm not really trying to talk about what happened 5 years ago, but in retrospect, I'm trying to get across that in everybody's life, you're going to hit a wall. And there's life when you think that everything is gone, and I want to be a living testimony of that versus trying to make people believe I'm this or that. I want them to witness what I am and what God is doing and how others can rise.
Now, under the terms of the settlement with his accusers, there are things that Bishop Long can't legally discuss. Millions of people want to know, what can you tell us about the accusations, and how do you feel about the situation?
Well, it's very little I can talk about that, and I want to say that I'm not trying to skirt. It's just it's written in its part agreement, and I can't do that.
Can you answer this question with a yes or a no? Did you ever have sexual relations with any of your accusers?
I'm bound by court that I can't answer. I can't make any statements about that.
Okay.
Excuse me. Why can't you answer that question, Bishop? Bishop, what do you mean you are bound by the legal boundaries or the legality of the situation that you can't answer a simple question? Did you do the boys in the booty? Did they do you in the booty or not? That's what the man is asking. Come on. You better be glad I'm not interviewing you. But think about that, brothers and sisters. Look at how he dances around and cleverly, not so cleverly. Now, I'm not even giving him that credit. He's not that smart. He's just wicked. How he evades. He simply evades the issue. He evades the question. Man, answer the man's question. It's not so legal that you can't give a yes or no answer. You don't have to go into detail. Answer yes or no. Did you have sex with the boys or didn't you? All of us already know because what? It's already out, and there's no telling how much money is involved in this, how much these guys, these young brothers, these young faggots themselves are going to receive from these illicit relationships. See, this is, in a sense, believe it or not, brothers and sisters, this is just like a thing they call palimony, you know, where men and women have been in relationships, and they might have lived together, you know, they were kicking it, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. They break up, and certain ones of them are allowed to go to court and sue their partner on the thing called palimony, not alimony, palimony now. And many of them have been what you call, I wouldn't call it successful, but yes, you know, have been what? They have gained from being in what was termed as a monogamous relationship, et cetera, and have gained excessive amounts of money by being someone's pal or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the hell you call it, whatever they were into, and they gained from it. Okay, well, all these guys who brought these suits, They come out of ledge. This is no allegation. These things are fact. It's been proven. It's etched in stone that the bitch up did indeed engage in sexual activities with the young brother's man. And watch how, when we play more of this, watch how he evades more and more and more as Steve Harvey puts the questions to him, but he even does it in a what? In a many evil demons action way of dealing with so-called controversies of this nature. Controversies now of this nature are not dealt with properly because while most of this stuff is already scripted, pre-rehearsed, pre-written before it's even put before the so-called public. A lot of these programs are pre-recorded, which means they can be edited. Editing involves what? Either adding to or taking away or fixing up, dressing up, and making it what they call appropriate for the viewing audience. I'm Yerima Yahoo Ben Yisrael. We will continue, and we'll try to get back in here before this thing ends with more views and comments and what, throwing our two cents in as we go along. But anyway, again, let me remind you, the words of the Most High Yah, this is what we're about anyway, says beyond all shadow of a doubt, with what? No fear, favor, compromise, straight to the point. Man shall not lie with man as he lie with woman. It's an abomination. It always has been. And didn't nobody die on no cross and nail that to no cross and all that BS right there. That is a lie. The Most High is going to answer this planet in vengeance and in anger very soon. My beloved brothers and sisters, people of the nations, get yourself right, get yourself right, get yourself right. I am Yerima Yahoo Ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in the book Bishop Long wrote, I fell into a Christian celebrity trap. Celebrity status can cause you to make choices that create scenarios for destruction. And you go on to say, if I had made different decisions, I would not have found myself in the situation I was facing. So which decisions were you referring to?
Okay, Tristans, y'all got to help me with this. What in the hell is a Christian celebrity trap? Would someone please explain that to me? Would you other listeners on Blog Talk hit me in your emails and regular listeners, hit me in the email and tell me what in the world is a celebrity Christian trap and how do you get yourself caught up in that, especially when you're having your fun behind closed doors, the dirt comes out, and then you have to face the music. You have to come out to the public and face the music because you found that you are in some deep doo-doo, and I do mean some deep doo-doo.
Hard to move up in the status where now you're with famous athletes, you're with entertainers, you're invited to this, you're at the White House, you're here, you're there, and after a while, you're caught up in something that you don't know you're caught up in, and you're not paying attention to things you should be paying attention to. You can let people in that have not earned the right to walk with you or take for granted who they're with. They're not there to cover you. They're there to get what they can get and all of that. And so you don't know the motives of the people around you. And so I've allowed a lot of people to get around me that I did not know their motives. I'm not really paying that much attention to it. And then kind of listening to it as if sometimes that could be your crowd, your hype people, et cetera, and not knowing that there are various agendas within the pack.
Wow. Now, Bishop Long addressed his congregation shortly after the allegations were first made public, and he categorically denied them. Let's take a look at the tape.
There have been allegations and attacks made on me. I have never in my life portrayed myself as a perfect man. But I am not the man that's being portrayed on the television. That's not me. That is not me.
Let me ask you at that moment, was there more you wanted to say to the congregation at that time?
You don't know what quite to say because you have now handlers, you have lawyers, you have your attorneys, you have this, you have media advisors, you have all of this. And so you're kind of put in a pocket of when you now immediately shift it to a survival mode, you're calculating, and then you have several folk who are telling you this, well, you don't need to do it, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that, but yet you're conflicted. You want to speak as much to their heart to comfort and that, but at the same time, you're kind of held back to guidelines. This is not going to happen. You can't do this. You got to do that. We got to see what this is going to be. And now you're in a chess game.
Yeah. In the speech, you said that you would fight the charges. So why did you settle the case?
The old gambler song, you got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away. But then after such attack of media, the stress of all of that and all of this, you got to look at what's happening to you. At that point, everyone who believed in you was still believing in you.
Now, Kenny Rogers starred in The Gambler, okay? Know when to hold them, know when to fold them. He was referring to cards because this is what they were doing. They were sitting around the card table playing cards. Okay, Bishop. So then what is this you know how to hold and know how to fold? Them young boys you were with? No. He wasn't talking about knowing how to hold and fold nobody and then go up their anus, their butt, their booty. So look at this. Again, look at how this man is evading the issue. Okay, Steve Harvey is halfway asking questions, half hand ask questions. I mean, come on. He needs to be interviewed by a brother like me, by a sister like Queen Naya, and some of these other brothers and sisters who are strong and uncompromising on this wickedness. Hallelujah. We will put it to him. We will make the bishop either get up and walk off the stage, or either you're going to sit there and face the music, you're going to tell it like it is. No, no, no. You got to be interviewed by the what? By the Illuminati giant. Oh, yeah. So, and then I was just looking at some of the audience. One white woman at all just smirked him. She just looked at him like, you little piece of S-H-I-T. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what he is. Yes, yes. This is part of this, what? This is part of this Christianity mess that we have been taught to buy into, and there's nothing but junk. Let me get just a little bit more in, then we're going to come back at the end and then give a very staunch, stern warning to you preachers. I'm Eliyahu ben Yisrael.
At that point, who didn't believe in me wasn't going to believe in me, no matter what I did, no matter what the court said. And sometimes, even in life, you got to figure, am I going to win the battle or do I need to win the war? And so I had to make a decision to save me, save my family, and save the church, because continuing on was just going to be beat, and gives everybody more opportunity to beat up people.
Right. See, a lot of people struggle with the settlement. A settlement is not an admission of guilt in a court of law. The court of public opinion is different, though. See, when people hear settlement, they go the other way. You understand?
I understand that.
And from the moment that the allegations surfaced, Bishop Long's world came crashing down around him. Up next, we're going to talk about his marriage, some of the darkest moments since the allegations. So stay with us. We'll be back more with Bishop Eddie Long.
That's all we're going to play on that, because that's all the time we're going to have to really deal with this. But look, but no, bitch up, I got a word to you and other pastors from the Most High. Yeah, we can never overemphasize this. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. This is the Most High talking. This is his warning to y'all. Okay, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. And look what you feed them. You ain't feed them nothing anyway, but that faggotness and homosexuality and church mess. Hallelujah. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings. Let me say that again. Behold, here's what your reward is going to be, you and others like you, Bishop. Okay, hallelujah. This is Yahweh talking, will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith Yahweh. Let's be clear about who's talking. My beloved brothers and sisters, stay with us. We're going to come back and deal with this some more, because this is very important. I'm glad that this came out, because hallelujah, we're not going to let this rest. And we're going to continue to pray for the demise and for the downfall of these wicked preachers that hold our people captive. It's hard to get the truth to them because look at what's got them in their holds and in their clutches. These faggot preachers, homosexual agenda preachers, and all of you, those of you all preachers and pastors out there under the 501(c)(3) charter, you're in trouble because you must be compliant with this gay agenda business. You cannot be what they call homophobic. Join us again in another episode of the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom, shalom.